Michigan Radio and NPR are delivering in-depth, exclusive election 2020 coverage this fall. And in the coming days on Morning Edition, we're featuring interviews with candidates running for the state Supreme Court. This year, two of the seven seats are open. They'll go to the candidates with the two highest vote totals. Joining me now is Judge Brock Swartzel. Former Governor Rick Snyder appointed him to the Michigan Court of Appeals in 2017. Judge Swartzel, good morning.
Good morning.
The COVID-19 pandemic has put our system of branches of government into the spotlight. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been exerting executive powers. Some members of the legislature are questioning those moves. And then there have been legal challenges in the court system to her use of those powers. What do you see as the key concerns when looking at cases that involve governmental authority?
Sure. I want to be careful not to talk about the specifics of the case that's in front of the Supreme Court right now, because our judicial ethics preclude us from doing that.
Of course.
But in general, when you're looking at questions about separation of powers, the legislature enacts the laws, the executive carries them out, and the judiciary makes sure that the statutory enactments are constitutional, that they don't conflict with each other. And then when we're considering what the executive branch may be doing, making sure that the executive branch doesn't move into, you know, the legislative arena, for example, or doesn't move into the judiciary arena.
When you were sworn into the Court of Appeals, you said you'd be blind to parties in any case. And you also spoke about your lifelong friend, who's now a police precinct commander. And then you addressed family and friends of first responders, saying, and I'm quoting here, "I also intend to be a judge who never forgets for a single second the sacrifices of those who put their lives at risk to keep the rest of us safe and secure," end quote. We're in the midst of a national debate about the nature of policing. How would you go about being blind to both parties in a case that involves those issues?
You know, by those remarks, I mean, you mentioned Commander Decker. He's been my best friend since the first day of kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I wanted to recognize that he and his fellow police officers are putting their lives on the line. You know, I think it's a common sense of gratitude that we should show to the first responders. And I'll tell you what, my buddy and all the other good law enforcement people I know, they're the ones who are most upset by the bad apple. So a good judge has to be blind to the features of the parties that are irrelevant to the case. And so if you have an incident where someone is claiming that the police overstepped their bounds and may have violated somebody's constitutional rights, I think you look at that and rule solely on that, not any kind of outside influences.
I want to note here at this point in the interview that judicial candidates are listed as nonpartisan on the ballot in Michigan, but the parties do nominate candidates, and I should note that you've been nominated by the Republican Party. Let's turn to other areas of the law. What legal issues seem especially important to you right now here in the state of Michigan?
I think we had a hugely important case over the summer, Raphael versus Oakland County. I may be mispronouncing.
I believe it's Raffaele.
Well, that was a hugely important decision, because that decision essentially said that when a local authority has a foreclosure on a home and they auction it off, that the local authority cannot keep excess proceeds over whatever was owed by the homeowners. That had been going on a long time, and it was an abuse by local governments. And our Supreme Court put an end to that abuse.
The Supreme Court is currently all white, and of the seven candidates this year, only one's a person of color. What can courts do to incorporate more perspectives to reflect the diversity of the state as a whole?
Well, I think voters need to take a look at the backgrounds of the candidates. You know, I grew up in a small rural town. I went to community college. I mean, you know, there are certain experiences that we have that I think bring value to the court. And it's up to the voters to make sure that they go through and they see, you know, which candidates best exemplify the experience that that voter would like to see on the court.
Michigan Court of Appeals Judge Brock Swartzel is a candidate for the state Supreme Court. Judge, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.